This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Mason, M-A-S-O-N, first name Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. The date of birth, June 5th, 1944. Date of evaluation, June 16, 2026. The reason for evaluation, CHF and atrial fibrillation. The HPI, the patient is an 82-year-old female who is seen for initial evaluation, period. She is known to have history of combined diastolic and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. She apparently had echocardiogram at Highland Hospital, which revealed left ventricular ejection fraction 35-40% in 2023, period. The patient further has history of vascular dementia, hypertension, and chest pain, period. She had been admitted to Highland General Hospital recently and was subsequently discharged to a rehab facility, period. She was then dispositioned to home and is now seen in home. The patient is a poor historian but reports shortness of breath, period. She further reports symptoms of increased urination and palpitations, period. A past medical history. Includes that of one glaucoma, next number hypertension, next number congestive heart failure, next number pleural effusion, next number vascular dementia. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, patients are unclear on her medications. A medications as per discharge summary on January 17, 2026 includes bisacodyl, 5 milligrams, enteric-coated tablet, take 2 tablets by mouth, 1 time daily, Jardiance, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, furosemide, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, Robitussin, 10 mLs, every 4 hours, PRN, congestion, metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, HS, latanoprost, 0.005% ophthalmic solution, 1 drop in both eyes at nighttime, melatonin, 3 milligrams, 1 every night time. Polyethylene glycol, i.e. Glycolax, 1 packet, 17 grams by mouth, daily PRN. Senna, 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets every night at bedtime. The allergies, aspirin results in itching, phenobarbital unknown reaction, shellfish-derived medications, the family history, unremarkable social history. Again, she has dementia, period. She is here with a caregiver. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has had weight loss. Skin, she report moles, M-O-L-E-S. Ears, she has deafness. Throat, she has sore throat. Neck, she has neck pain. Gastrointestinal, she has nausea and vomiting. She further reports constipation. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. Neurologic, she has headaches and dizziness. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 146/67, pulse 89, respiratory rate 20, height 54 inches, weight 183 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. She is oriented to person only. A data review, ECG performed at the office demonstrates sinus rhythm with deep SD/TVEC changes, period. Cannot rule out ischemia, period. The impression, 82-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, subsequently noted to have diastolic dysfunction, presents for cardiac evaluation, period. She has history of atrial fibrillation, but is currently in sinus rhythm, period. She has urinary incontinence, is unable to control urine, period. Blood pressure is poorly controlled, period. The plan, oxybutynin, 5 milligrams, BID number 60. Losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 30. Metoprolol, XL, 25 milligrams daily, number 60. Schedule echocardiogram. CBC, Chem-20, lipid panel, follow-up, 1 month of PRN. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.